cable news, noisy, boring, out of touch. That's why Salem News Channel is different. We keep you in the know, streaming 24/7 for free. Home to the greatest collection of conservative voices like Dennis Prager, Jay Sekulow, Mike Gallagher, and more. Salem News Channel is unfiltered and unapologetic. Watch anytime on any screen at snc.tv and local now, channel 525.
The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
From Independence, Ohio.
You changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news medias don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left on this 18th day of March 2024. And this is Pledge Week, folks. This is Pledge Week. So I'm going to give you the number right off the bat right now so you can call at 888-677-9673 or 888-281-1110. And Lisa pledges $125 and Wendy pledges $482. Now, back in the phone booth with the pastor's mighty men. Back there, we're short one mighty man today. Eric is under the weather. But we got Frank and Randy, and they can handle it. And then in the glass cage right between us and there, we got our producer, and that is Courageous Ken. Courageous Ken is at the board.
Always something new.
Yes.
Good evening, you. Pastor.
All right, there you go. And then way out yonder, folks, you got that legendary parson, Pastor Joe Larson. Joe Larson. Where's Joe Larson?
Huh.
Are you there, Joe? Okay.
Can
you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
I can hear you guys, but apparently you're having trouble hearing me.
Okay. How many fingers am I holding up?
That's radio.
Three.
You got it.
Live radio.
Three.
Listen, we have really a lot to get in tonight, so we're going to have to get right into it very, very quickly. And so let's go. The title of the message, Joe, was the King's, go ahead.
King's Children and Taxes.
That's right. Now, the incentive, Joe, for this message is we've been hearing a lot of people lately, because of the big tax increase on property taxes. Elderly people on fixed incomes are losing their homes because they can't pay the increased taxes. Well, you know, the Bible has a lot to say about taxes and Christians, and we're going to be talking about that tonight. But we're going to start out in Romans 15, verses 1 through 7, and that is going to be talking about practices of Christian liberty, Joe, kind of taking care of each other. Folks that, like those elderly people, some that can't get along, some can't around real good, can't hear real good. And some aren't just given a level playing field all the time. So let's start, and let's take it one verse at a time in Romans 15, starting with verse 1.
We, then, that are strong, ought to bear the infirmities of the weak and not to please ourselves.
All right, now that's an interesting thing, because that word ought there in Greek actually is the same word that we use for obligated. We're obligated. Go ahead.
Obligated?
Yeah.
Let every one of us please his neighbor for his good to edification.
Question is what? Who is the neighbor, Joe? Who is our neighbor? Remember Jesus told us the parable of the Good Samaritan?
Yeah, our neighbor is that person who is in need.
Absolutely. Go ahead.
For even Christ pleased not himself, but as it is written, the reproaches of them that reproached thee fell on me.
That was in Psalm 69, verse 9. And that means he took our sin upon him, huh?
Yeah. Means that he went, yep. He took all our reproaches on himself.
Absolutely. Go ahead.
For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we, through patience and comfort of the Scriptures, might have hope.
All right, now this is the key verse here, too, in this passage here. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning. Look, Joe, is there any source of information that's, one, that is authoritative, two, that has as much wisdom and knowledge combined in this King James Bible that I have right now? Is there any greater source of wisdom, knowledge in existence than what is here in this King James?
Anything needing to know to have a life full of love, joy, happiness, peace, and everlasting life.
All right, so is there any book, any history book, any writings out there that have the accuracy? You have over 1,800 prophecies, Joe, over 1,800 prophecies in this book here. 580 in the New Testament, over 1,200 in the Old Testament, Joe, and that it is completely and totally accurate. There's prophecies made 4,000 years in advance, and they come down exactly when, exactly where, exactly how. There is no other source of information that is as accurate, and there's no other source of information that is has as much authority as this book right here, the King James Bible.
Well, I call it the care and feeding of, well, God's children, right?
Absolutely.
Raising of children. It's really his book on how to raise children, his children.
All righty. We have a lot in today, so I'm going to move very quickly here.
Can I ask one question? That
sure.
Word ought.
Go ahead.
And you said the meaning in Greek was what? Or in Aramaic?
Well, it means obligation. Obligation.
Obligation. Okay.
Okay. We then that are strong ought, in other words, you're obligated to.
It's stronger than should. Should
right.
Is the word you could put for ought, but
yeah.
Obligation is a more powerful
mm-hmm.
word, right?
Right.
God says you're obligated. That's almost like a commandment, isn't it?
Yep.
Okay, that's what I was wanting to bring out. Obligation and commandment are pretty close together.
Yep. Okay, now the God of patience and consolation grant you to be like-minded one toward another, according to Christ Jesus. Now here's verse 6. That ye may with one mind, the word subjikos in the Greek means the same moral, having the very same moral convictions. In other words, let me give you some examples, okay? Now there are churches in the area where you have born-again believers in the churches. And you know, they're Christian churches for born-again believers, but they don't have the same moral convictions as we at Doers of the Word. Doers of the Word Baptist Church, we are, when it comes to the pro-life movement, very, very pro-life. We're Doers of the Word. We're an activist church. We're a very hardcore activist church. We get involved, and we actually believe in James 1:22, where it says, be you doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. We get out there, and over the years, we've saved over 24,000 babies from abortion since the 70s. We're very active in the prison and the jail, you know, again, especially the pro-life movement. And so we're activists, and that's where you're having the same moral convictions. In other words, those are the people you fellowship with. You find a church that you'll fit in, and you run with the horses. And that's what we are there, doers. One more verse here. Wherefore, revive you, or receive you one another, as Christ also received us to the glory of God. Okay, we're going to, because of tonight, because of tomorrow, what is happening out here, we're going to start right now early with one of the fellows who's running for County Commissioner, Ralph Spitaleri. Hey, Ralph, are you there?
I am, Pastor. How are you tonight?
I'm doing all right, Ralph. We're getting ready. You know, we've got a problem, and since 2016, we've been telling people about Democrats running as Republicans, and we've been warning people about what's going on out there and here, you know, in our own county that is happening. We have a corner, we call it Communist Corner. It's right down by our church. And the guy that runs it, we call him the old communist, he would rather die than to have a Republican sign in his yard. For I know a couple times I put some out, not in his yard, but it's on that corner where he lives. Not in his yard, but it's on the corner. And I put a couple the conservative signs out there, and he pulled them out. And so I'm looking, and I'm amazed, because who do we see? I see Nancy MacArthur and Karen Brakey signs in this guy's yard. Now, let me tell you something. He's telling you, by putting their signs in his yard, he is making a very strong statement that, well, he doesn't believe they're Republicans at all. What do you think about all that?
Yeah, it's just unfortunate. I think we're seeing that in our county multiple times as it's been happening. I saw someone sent me today a snapshot of a text message that was actually being sent out through an automated text service from Nancy MacArthur that is basically calling to Democrats to basically request a Republican ballot. And, you know, I went and voted on Friday, because tomorrow I'm going to be spending time at all the different polls in the county, just meeting and greeting people and just asking them for their support at the polls. So I just wanted to get the voting done early. So I went and voted on Friday. And the way that the system basically is, it's just that simple, that when you're filling out your application, they basically have that flip screen, and you can hit either Democrat or Republican ballot. It's just that easy, that somebody could go in there and basically pick whatever they want. And it's unfortunate too, because, you know, with her position that she had with the Board of Elections, she's got a lot of familiarization of what the equipment is. And in addition to that, you know, like, I was contacted by a number of people today that were very disappointed also, because they said that, you know, the integrity of their phone number, when they give their phone number at the Board of Elections, they basically will tell you it is not for public use. However, how did they get, you know, how did she get their telephone number? They were real upset about that. So 100%, you're right on the money, that they are continuing to turn a situation where they're trying to just basically gain her vote, of just having people that are not of like-minded thinking, that they're putting them in a position to just be able to get them into those positions, that then they can go ahead and work on whatever liberal agendas that are at hand. It's very unfortunate.
Hold 1 minute there. I've got to get, this is pledge week, so I've got to say, okay. Bill in Boston pledges 100. Bob in New York pledges 500. Tony in Toronto, 125. Irene and Kirk in Upper Peninsula, Michigan, pledge 30. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Very nice.
All right. Here now, because I wanted to tell the folks out there listening, you're currently the county commissioner. You've been there. I've known you for a few years now, and you're very, yep, very conservative. You're an actual Republican. You vote Republican. And what has happened in the last couple elections, I remember, I believe it was in the 20 election, it might have been in the 22 election, the midterm, that those flyers went out. And it was, I was told it was sending those flyers out urging Democrats to register as Republicans and run. And this is their strategy now. This is another part of election fraud strategy they're parasitical. In other words, here in Ohio now, we've got what they call the Rhino Blue 22. The Rhino Blue 22. Those are 22 Democrats that ran as Republicans, and the people didn't vet them. They didn't. They just saw an R behind their name. And how much of this money comes from out of the state of Ohio? You know, even for county commissioners, you have money coming out from outside the state of Ohio going to these Democrats that are running as Republicans. It's just unbelievable. I don't know. What do you do? I mean, we've told people about this. So what do you think? How do you feel about tomorrow?
Well, you know, I feel, you know, like the feedback that I'm getting from voters and, you know, the thing, you know, Pat Sanders, I've known you for about 15 years now. I've been commissioner for 12 years. And one of the things that I've always maintained is I'm going to tell you the truth. And if I don't know the answer, I'm going to try to find out for you what the exact answer is. But what has happened is Nancy in 2016 ran against me, and she basically slandered me then, and she's done exactly the same thing now. And I think that the voters are, you know, shame on her, because I think she thinks that the voters are foolish, and she thinks that she could fool them with her rhetoric. She basically, her latest was that I was the basically a target of a federal FBI raid.
Oh, boy.
Is furthest from the truth. And I just, I don't know how she creates this stuff and how she sleeps at night with the lies that she does. But at the end of the day, the feedback that I'm getting from so many people in this county is that they've had enough. And they've had enough that this is something that they are finally starting to really kind of see above and beyond just this election. But I think that you're going to see this in elections to come, that we have pretty much destroyed our Republican Party. It has become a good old boys network of people, and you continue to see it the way that they're appointing various people on the Central Committee and the Executive Committee, and it's got to stop. And ultimately what's happening is this: we got to get some young people involved, and we got to get some people that have integrity and honor to start to follow what's going on here, because right now it is definitely disgusting to see what is happening, and we are not being productive for this county. What makes me sick the most about this is that we have a gem of a county here in Geauga. It's a very conservative county. We care about each other. We're about community. We're about the people, and we're about doing the right thing. And all of a sudden, we have these factions of people that are basically trying to network together to basically take control and put this county into a direction. They don't necessarily like me, and they don't like me because I push back, and I basically will call them out. And I can tell you, I'm not going to stop. I'm going to continue to do that, whether I'm commissioner or not commissioner. But obviously, as a commissioner, I have the ability of being able to have a vote and have a word, and that's the reality of it. So yes, it's a tough time. This county is continuing to be challenged every day with more, left left-thinking people that I think it's unfortunate. They want to change the direction of what Geauga has always been about. And my fight has been since day one is to retain what we have, promote, preserve, and conserve what we've had here in Geauga County, because once we lose it, we will never get it back.
You're absolutely right. I agree with everything you just said. You know, here, I've lived out there since the 50s, and here, you know, in the last, I would say, especially the last 5 years, but even maybe 7 years, it's following here in Ohio. We're following what happened in Pennsylvania. We're, you know, this everything that's happening in Jug County, it was happening in Pennsylvania. The very same thing. Again, the Democrats are parasitical. They will invest, you know, a body. They will and eat it, a living body, and that's what they're doing. These Democrats have come out. And they're running as Republicans. And all through the state of Ohio, it's the entire state of Ohio. But that's exactly what they did in Pennsylvania. You know, we lived in our county because we like a conservative county. You know, we like things with morals and values. We're a pro-life county. And here, you know, why don't they just go live in a blue state? Just move out and leave us alone. You know, that's the thing. They've destroyed California, and they've destroyed New York. And so what's happening? Many of those people come, and they move into our county, and you know, and they want to bring their lack or their immoral values or lack of values with them. And you're right, though. People are getting sick of it. Nancy is sounding more and more like Nancy Pelosi or a Hillary Clinton. She has gotten to be just one of these wild, out-of-control women that she just seems like she's always in a screaming battle. I remember how she tried to take the microphone out of Matt Lynch's hand when Matt was talking. He had the mic, and she tried to run up and pull it, and he just raised his hand up over her head, where she couldn't reach it. But, yeah, we've got
it. One other thing that I will tell you that's, you know, been concealed pretty well by everyone here, you know, in political nature in this county. And, you know, she has, I believe, a scheduled court case on the 23rd with the incident that, you know, she basically filed a protection order on an individual out of Portage County, and the individual basically is pushing back and basically calling her out that there's a possibility that she may have not been telling the truth under oath, and possibly filed a false report. So at the end of the day, I think that's something that is going to come out in the, you know, in what's going on here. But people can go on to the Geauga County Clerk of Courts website, and they could pull the documentation down of her case that she's going to be, you know, responsible for attending. I believe it is the 23rd. I don't quote me on that, but I think that's when it is. So it would be, I think, this Friday in the Geauga County Court. So it's you know, and she just doesn't seem to, it doesn't seem to faze her. I know that she claimed and alleged that she had been assaulted. I've watched the video
video there. He was trying to go to the bathroom and try to walk around her.
Yeah. And it's a shame. And I think that the other problem that there is with the people in this county, especially many of them in political offices, they are terrified of her, because I have heard it. Two people actually called me today and said that people were at her little fundraiser shindig because of the fact that they are terrified that if they befriend her,
if there's anything that they do not show some kind of loyalty to her, that she will have vindictive consequences. And I can tell you, up until the day before she actually started to file her petition, she called me multiple times on the telephone. And I'm going to tell you something. I don't have a problem telling you this because it's just the truth. There is nobody out there that he does not badmouth. And I've joked with so many people is that as soon as you would hang up the phone with her, she's badmouthing you too. And it's unfortunate because he just does not have care or respect for anybody. And I'm not here basically saying this because I'm trying to be negative. It's the truth. And I don't think that our county deserves to have people mistreated. I think that everybody should be treated with dignity and respect, and it should not come down to a situation of the bashing. And here's the bottom line in elections, and I told somebody the other day. I said elections should be based on just like you hiring somebody in your business for a job. Who is the most qualified for it? She has bashed me for being a police officer. She has bashed me for being a business owner. And she's bashed me for being a county commissioner. She states that I'm never there, which it's totally false, you know, and the records prove it. And it's just the lies that continue to come out of her mouth. It's unfair to me, but ultimately it's unfair to the residents of Geauga County, who I ultimately serve, and I serve them proudly and honorably all the time.
Well, you're absolutely right, and we've seen these rhinos, these rowdy rhinos, if you will, going after people. That's the people that are upright and doing their jobs. And again, you are a sheriff's deputy also, and for another county. But it's like Judge Grindel, for example. You know, they've been going after that poor guy. I mean, because he's an honorable man. He actually believes the Constitution. He believes the Bible. And he does, you know, he tries to do good. But it seems like they're targeting. And Nancy MacArthur seems to be more like Nancy Pelosi. You know how Nancy Pelosi had her iron fist. Everybody had to be in lockstep. Or they would pay the price. You don't dare.
Yeah.
Or more like a Hillary Clinton. It seems like there's a control freak, like being a control freak.
There's a fear factor there.
Yeah.
Yep. People are very, very concerned. They're very fearful of her, and it's an unfortunate situation because I think that ultimately, she has brought a lot of harm to our party. She's brought a lot of harm to our office holders. And it should not be a situation that you should be in fear of wanting to run for office and doing the right thing. But for whatever reason, she feels that she is ultimately in control of everybody. And I am hopeful that tomorrow the voters will speak again and basically you know, send a message. And, you know, this is how many elections, you know. I talked to someone in Chardon actually this afternoon that was involved in the, you know, politics of Chardon. And he said, you know, they drove her out of Chardon because of all the bad stuff that she was basically doing there. And it's just, you know, how many things does she continue to run for? And she's, you know, denied, but she is fierce in her commitment to want to have power, and it's unfortunate because my position and the way I look at it is not power, it's the ability of doing better for the people, and there's two totally different mindsets. For her, it's about control. For me, it's about helping, and that's the difference, and that's why I have always been attracted to service. I've been, you know, in law enforcement for almost 33 years. I'm a chief deputy over in Portage County,
He's used that against me. And of all the things going on in our world right now with safety and security and just everything that's going on with crime in our country, who better to serve our county as a county commissioner to work with our sheriff and law enforcement than somebody that's also involved in it every day and understands the challenges and the risks that our residents are facing. And I can tell you right now, with our borders of what they're of the problems coming across, America better wake up. And if you think that Geauga County does not have risks also coming our way, then keep living that dream, because you're going to wake up and it's going to be a nightmare. We need to be vigilant and we need to wake up, because the problem is real.
Well, you're absolutely right. And I can tell the people out there right now listening, you folks out in Geauga County, what Ralph just said, he's right. I've known him for many, many years. He is a true conservative. He is a real, genuine Republican. Skip Claypool, who is running for the other county commissioner seat, also is a real, genuine conservative. Again, like I said, when I saw Nancy MacArthur and Carolyn Brakey's signs on Communist Corner, they were making a point right there that these are Democrats. And are you people going to be fooled out there? You folks thinking that you're working, running, or voting for Republicans, and then you're going to say, you know, how in the world did these people get in here? You better pay attention. We've been trying to tell you, and this is happening all over the state of Ohio. The Democrats will find multiple ways of cheating an election, and this is just one of those ways. And so, Ralph, listen, I wish you the very best out there. You know, you deserve it. You've been working very hard. And I happen to know, too, that you're also involved in this child sex trafficking and that in Ohio, that you guys are working to stop that. Anything I can do to help, believe me, you know, you let us know. And let me ask you this one more thing very quickly. I'll just tell you that, you know, I told the sheriff when I talked to him, he's heading down towards the border, and when he comes back, that sheriff, we're either going to have a militia in our county, or you're going to have vigilantes. The people, and I know you know this because you're out, the people are getting more and more concerned every day with Joe Biden bringing in literally hundreds of thousands in this country. We have over 50,000 Red Chinese troops on our land and our right now. And so with all these terrorists and that, the Democrats are, you know, the deep state is so paranoid about Trump getting in because they know that they have committed high treason. We could be in for a really, really hot summer. And I mean a really hot summer in this country. We can be in for a civil war, and we do need people like you in the county, especially county commissioners. So I wish you the very best of luck. You've got my vote, pal.
I appreciate that, Pastor Sanders, and you have a good night, and thanks again for having me on. And one night maybe what we could try to do, too, is talk about some of the human trafficking, because it's right under our nose, and I think that people need to be aware of what's going on with that and the risks that are involved, and be able to cue in on some of the signs of being able to detect some of that stuff, whether they're in a restaurant, a gas station, you know, just a retail store, to be able to spot some of that stuff also and be able to possibly bring some help to these young kids that are being trafficked. So one of these nights we'll try to do something maybe with that. And, you know, in the meantime, let's keep on praying. Because at the end of the day, that's really what's ultimately who's in control is the man upstairs. And we just need to, you know, just continue to believe and do the right thing. So thank you so much for giving me the time tonight.
Thank you. God bless, my friend. All righty. There you go.
Pastor Ernie?
Yeah.
You know, while I was listening to you two, a couple of thoughts came to mind. One, the listeners need to understand the enemy. Their motto, the communists, the end justifies the means. That's their morality. They don't care what they have to do to win.
You're absolutely right, Joe.
Winning is everything. It is the only thing. honesty, fair play. And the more I thought about it, it's kind of like, why do they keep, you know, going after the conservatives? Why do they keep the subterfuge? Well, it's kind of like Hezbollah and Hamas. They don't want a two-state solution. They want Israel gone. These people don't want to just be your opponents. They want the conservatives gone.
Absolutely.
It's not necessarily like Hamas and Hezbollah. They're not at the point yet where they're willing to kill you. That might come down the road. They're not there yet.
Yeah, well, they're going to try to bring that down the road.
The conservative Christians gone.
Possibly this summer. All right. Teresa in California pledges 20, and John in Parma pledges 125. Thank you, thank you. The numbers are 888. Now, folks, we have tonight, for those of you calling, those who have already called in, for a donation of $40 or more, and make sure if you've already donated for $40 or more, you can get that little red book, the Bible Answer Book. Joe, you know what a treasure that is.
It is a great treasure. And while I'm talking, earlier I went on the website and made a $200 donation at wrwl.org. And there is a place right there where you can donate to the ministry.
So. All righty. Very good. Put Joe down for $200. All righty. We have... Let me give those numbers. And also, the little red book and a CD, Freedom Worth Fighting For, the CD, those songs that so many people like, and they can only get them here with us, you know, the ones we play all the time, the Patriot songs. So, folks, you'll get that Freedom Worth Fighting For and the little red Bible Answer book, both of them for a donation of $40 or more. Alrighty, very good. The numbers are 888-677-9673, 888-677-9673, or 888-281-1110. That's the credit card number, 888-281-1110. All right, let's play that clip. We're going to play a clip now, and this is going to be a little bit of Elaine Cross. She is running for Congress, Elaine Cross, in the 14th Congressional District. This is just a clip.
You've been so patient. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
All good.
Yeah, how are you doing, Elaine?
So I'm doing great. I'm doing good.
I'm going to run for U.S. House District 14 and kick Dave Joyce out of there, right?
Yes. Well, you know, this... People ask me, why are you running? Why are you running now? Why are you running against him? You know, he has so much money in the bank, and he does. He has, when this election started, he had $2.3 million in his political funds. And I noticed that he went from a personal value, so what he was worth personally, from like $1.9 million to $4.9 million since he's been in D.C.
Oh, so his, wait a minute, his net worth is almost $5 million, huh?
Yes.
Well,
yes.
I didn't know you had that kind of personal wealth. Okay. All right.
Well, I was a little surprised because the first time he was elected, he was 28 years old. And I understand his family has money and maybe his father died and his mother died and he inherited his portion, whatever. I don't know. But that makes him a formidable candidate to run against because he does have deep pockets, and he's, for whatever reason, well liked among legislators. I talked to a couple, and I guess they would be considered his co-workers, and nobody wanted to really say anything against him. And I'm not sure why, because I have a lot of experience at the county level. I have some experience with the state county or the state central committee and how the Republican Party works as a whole. And I agree with what Shelby was saying in that we really need to not just return to our roots of true Christianity and the fact that we are a Christian nation, but we have to define what it means to be a Republican. We have an excellent platform from 2016, which they reaffirmed in 2020, And I'm not sure what they're going to do here in 2024. I hope they just reaffirm the 2016 platform because it was so well done.
Hey, let me ask you a question, Elaine. So what if you had to pick some of the key issues that you'd like to zone in on? And I just also want to say that you're out of Portage County, right?
Yes.
So this district encompasses what counties? Portage and Lake County?
Yeah, it goes from Portage, Geauga, Lake, and then east to Ashtabula and Trumbull. So it covers that whole northeast of Ohio.
Wow, it goes all the way up to Ashtabula too, huh?
Yes.
That's amazing. So what would be some of the major issues that you hold near and dear to your heart there? Which ones?
My country. We are losing our country. And the more I have dug into this race and how the laws have been, you know, the legislator has been working, we are more and more communist every year. The fact that we just passed this appropriations bill, which was supposed to cover 6 of the 12 budgeting issues, and because they passed them in bulk, they were able to add a bunch of pork to it. They're spending more than we have coming in this year, and they're playing budget tricks and moving money around in the way the Congressional Budget Office scores things or doesn't score things. It's a racket. And we all know when you go broke as a family, you lose everything. Well, what happens when you as a country goes broke? We have countries that are moving away from or around or circumventing the U.S. dollar. The U.S. dollar has been the world standard for finance. Yeah. And we are switching. There are countries that are switching away from that. And what's going to happen to us when they decide something else is going to be the world currency?
Well, we got such a huge debt right now. National debt's $34.5 trillion. We got fentanyl coming into this, the no border security, nothing stopping 10, 12 million illegals from coming in. Yep. And a lot of them are military age men who are, you know, it's funny because they're coming in from the border and they're carrying, you know, their machine gun with them, and they're just marching in, and they're going through unvetted. Nothing to see here. Keep going. It's just so insane what is going on with the border and everything else like that, and the fentanyl, which could kill just about everybody. Yes. You know, and also, what about medical freedom? Is that a big issue for you too, medical freedom?
Oh, it's a huge issue. But on the border, putting this into perspective, that's the whole population of Ohio.
That's come in already, yeah.
That's already come in since Biden was in office. The whole population of Ohio. Ohio's not a small state.
Nope. That's a lot of people.
That's a lot of people when you put it into that perspective. Everybody who is a legal citizen in Ohio has now been doubled with illegals.
That's right.
Unheard of. I mean, we can't.
10,000 a day. 10,000 people come across that border every single day. 10,000. There's so many. I travel around Ohio. There's a lot of little towns and stuff. And so it's like bigger than these towns, much bigger than these towns. Every single day that's just crossing in from the southern border.
Yeah, but you mentioned medical freedom.
Yeah, medical freedom.
Medical freedom. I am appalled at what has taken place with COVID and forcing people to take a medication that has not been tested. They had tested mRNA.
All right. That was Elaine Cross, because we're moving things quickly tonight. She is running for Congress. She's a very, very conservative pro-life running for Congress against Dave Joyce. Dave Joyce actually, from what I was told, has voted, you know, for the committee to be that voted for Trump's impeachment. And so now we're going to go with Skip Claypool. Skip Claypool and Walter Skip Claypool is running too for county commissioner there in Geauga County. We just had Ralph Spitaleri on here, Skip. And so let her rip. Tell us where we told people that you and Ralph are the conservatives. You're the guy that fought against NOAACA, exposed NOAACA, which is Agenda 2030, which is basically the globalism. It's one world order. It's about taking away personal property. It's satanic. And you did more than anybody I know in the state of Ohio to expose them, but go ahead and take it away. Are you there, Skip? Where is Skip? Okay, hang on, Skip, if you're listening.
Oops, sorry.
Okay, there you are. Are you there, Skip?
Sorry. Yep. So, yeah, thanks for having me on tonight, Pastor. You're right, I am probably the area's subject matter expert on the NOAACA and a lot of outside influences that would impact our county, Geauga County, and the region as far as that goes. But what people need to understand, I mean, I've got experience as a commissioner. A county commissioner's job is actually pretty mundane, pretty boring. Most people who would attend a commissioner's meeting would probably fall asleep because most of it's just mundane, routine, administrative stuff. We manage the finances basically for the county.
I know. I've been to a couple of them.
Yeah, we manage the, you know, the budgets for the auditor and the prosecutor, and the we oversee their budgets. We don't manage their budgets. The prosecutor manages his own budget, but we ensure that the budget is appropriate for what they want to accomplish, and we provide some oversight on it. And moreover than that, the county commissioners own all the property, own the buildings that all of the services are in and so forth. And we have to manage all that. We have maintenance crews and so forth that does all that. But as the county's representative, and there's three of us, there's three county commissioners, we also have influence over what happens in the county. So we have a planning commission. The planning commission is an independent board, but we appoint to that board, and it's responsible for setting up long-term 5-year, 10-year, 20-year plans for how land is used and so on and so forth. Therein is an important aspect very few people know, because organizations like NOAACA and this Senate Select Committee on Fair Housing, who wants to overrule home rule. So in the state of Ohio, local communities, cities and townships, villages, get to manage their own affairs from a zoning standpoint and from a ordinance standpoint in their local areas and so forth. The state of Ohio wants to overrule our home rule so that they can change, they can put more high-density housing, low-income housing, and what they call, quote-unquote, fair housing into our communities. That's a huge change. And for a rural community like Geauga County, that would change the very fabric of how we live. That's very concerning to me and many people in Geauga County. There's a group of trustees that are bonding together right now to figure out how we can push back on that. And that's huge. And that's a federal initiative. The federal government is trying to push that into our states. Anybody understands the federal constitution that I swore an oath multiple times to?
Hold on one second, Skip. I've got to jump in for a minute. This is Pledge Week. Folks, the lines are open. We got to get those calls coming in, folks. We really do. If you want to continue to hear from us, 888-281-1110. That's the credit card line. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Remember, make sure that if you ask for the Little Red Bible Answer book, a donation of $40 or more, or the CD, Freedom Worth Fighting For, we won't send it to you unless you ask for it. You have to ask for it, and then we'll send it to you. So there you go. Let's get back to Skip. Skip, go ahead.
So let me give you a little commercial, too. For anybody who's listening out there, please donate to this show. Pastor Sanders brings a lot of value to our community, to northeastern Ohio, and across the country. He's listened to quite widely across the country, and we need to support good people, good Christian people like Pastor Sanders and his organization. So with that said, back on the topic at hand, The commissioners have an opportunity to influence what the culture of Geauga County, you know, defend the culture that Geauga County has, the rural culture and so forth. And there's many people who want to change that, including the federal government. The federal government has been pushing, particularly under the – and I hate to say the Democrat, because it's not really a Democrat government that we've got today. It's more of a Marxist government.
You're right.
They really push socialist and Marxist ideas, and that's not an attack. That's not me, you know, calling somebody a name. That's just a description for the kinds of policies that they're putting into place. And so they're pushing a federalist view of control on the state. And if you've read the Constitution, if you understand the Constitution, there's a 10th Amendment. The 10th Amendment says the federal government should be limited to certain enumerated rights. There's some debate over how many of those there are, but there's only about 11 to 33 of them. And I can tell you fair housing is not one of those. And so they're trying to push that. The MPOs, NOACA, is another non-constitutional, as is the Department of Education. That's not a constitutional entity, which should never have occurred. We shouldn't be funding it, shouldn't be paying for it. But the federal government's constantly wanting to push their authority onto the states. Our state legislatures oftentimes are weak and spineless, and so they don't push back oftentimes. It's unfortunate, but it's, you know, they're protecting their own, feathering their own nest, so to speak. But we at a county get to push back and fight that a little bit, resist that, resist the federal intrusion into our counties. And I'm one of a few commissioners that are willing to do that, to stand up. I know the Constitution. I know what they're attempting to do. I know what the long-term impact of that's going to be. And so I would resist, you know, the state fair housing intrusion into our county, because we need to protect our fine county and in the make of that county. So that's some of the stuff that's coming our way that we need to be conscious of. We have we're pretty well off relative to our budgets and so forth, to the point where I think there's opportunity for us to improve, maybe even to give some dollars back to our taxpayers. I'd love to be able to do that, look at the budgets and look at our fiscal situation, see if there's a way that we can actually return dollars to people. We've been floating in dough here recently for a variety of reasons, and I think it's worth looking at the very least. We've got a huge project in downtown Chardon right now. The courthouse is all being revised. The whole structure for the prosecutor's office, auditor's office, all of the county offices that must reside in the county seat are being modernized. And I'm one of those people that have the background and experience to be able to make sure that project doesn't go in a bad direction from a cost standpoint, make sure that it stays on track and so forth. So the skills that I have.
Skip, I got to jump in right here because we're coming up to a hard break. Hugh Hankton, and on the other side of that, I'll take you over for about another 5 minutes. Folks, the number's 888-677-9673 or 888-281-1110. Be right back.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to wrwl.org. That's wrwl.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. TheWordCleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.